You know, those moments when the lights dim, the crowd goes quiet, and the stage feels like the center of the universe?
I used to think that only happens in the movies. That this magic is artificially created, that it would never feel like this. But I was wrong. I was so wrong. I always had a voice inside of me, a loud one. And more than that, I had feelings, strong feelings, all kinds of feelings. Oh, feelings that howled, thoughts that burned, thoughts like thunder, emotions like hurricanes. And no map. I didn't know how to shape them. They were ready to be released, but I didn't know where to put them. And then I found theater. Or maybe theater found me. It started with this meeting. The meeting for a new season in the theater. My best friend made me go with her. I thought, fine, I'll give it a chance. The director. She looked right at me. She saw me. And she said, you, I want you to read this. And handed me a script. It felt like she could see through my eyes the storm of feelings that were waiting to be released. I was nervous. My hands were shaking. The paper rustled like thunder. Cold shivering went through my entire body, and my tongue was frozen in my mouth, not able to move or even say a word. But then I read. My hands stopped shaking. I suddenly knew where to put all my feelings. In my voice. This moment, this tiny little moment, I felt something crack open. Like the voice inside me went, oh, finally. I think part of me woke up. A part I didn't even know was asleep. And when I looked up, people looked at me and listened. They listened. And not because I was shouting. Because I meant every single word. And you know what? I got the role. I only had a few lines, but I said them like they could save the world. Theater didn't just see my voice and my feelings. It showed me how to use it. It said, hey, Greta, this space, it's yours. Fill it. It said, speak, scream, cry, feel. It didn't matter if I messed up, because every single part of me had a place on that stage. I learned to cry without feeling weak, to shout and not flinch, to laugh so loud it echoed from the audience. To take up space, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually, completely. It taught me to feel out loud, to own my feelings. There was this one night, we were playing Alice in Wonderland, and I was Alice. A monologue, Alice asking herself who she really was. And I looked out, and I couldn't see the audience, just the sea of darkness. But I felt them. The sound of breathless silence when I spoke, like I have enchanted them. I made them feel something. I, Greta, with all my feelings inside me. I could let them be part of my emotions. Theater taught me more than drama. It taught me to be brave and how to stand up when I wanted to fall. Theater taught me to acknowledge every feeling and how to use them. But mostly, how to be someone else and somehow find myself in the process. Weird, right? But that's the magic. You pretend to be someone else so intensely, you suddenly understand your own skin a little better. The lines you say on stage, they echo. They stretch something inside you, make room. And in that room, you start planting pieces of yourself. And you know what else theater gave me? People. Weird, loud, brilliant people who laugh starry just as much as I did. People who hugged me backstage with trembling hands before performing. People who made me feel like I belonged. People who listened, who helped, and people who truly loved each other. They became a family. Not the kind you're born into, but the kind your soul recognizes. They saw every version of me, messy, scared, real, and they clapped anyway. I found my family in the full room of stage lights and chairs. I found me. Not the girl who has feelings inside her, but the girl who feels them out loud. It wasn't just about pretending to be someone else. It was about becoming me. I found my voice, yes, but more than that, I found my personality, my curiosity, my fire. And maybe I'll never be famous. Maybe I'll never make it to Broadway. But every time I step into that light and feel the warmth hit my face and breathe the dusty air, I know who I am. I'm Greta, who found herself there. Greta who belongs. Greta who dares. Greta who burns. Theater didn't just change my life. Theater opened the curtain to life for me. It showed me my life, lit up by stage lights, filled with stories painted in courage. It gave me my beginning, but even more than that, it gave me me.